What you'll learn in Silence Your Inner Critic. Silence Your Inner Critic is an interactive training guide. It's more than just a book that you read and then put on a shelf to collect dust, digital or otherwise. It's a skill-building workshop that gives you an actionable framework for gaining control over your inner critic. If you've read any of my other books, you know what to expect in the pages that follow. However, if this is the first book of mine you're reading, allow me to give you a bird's-eye view of what's to come. Part 1. We're going to get to know your inner critic, intimately. Your critical inner voice does its most effective work from the shadows. In Part 1, we'll expose it, we'll examine its patterns, and explore its triggers. Part 2. Most people underestimate the negative impact their inner critics have on their quality of life. In Part 2, we'll investigate how self-criticism prevents you from living the life you crave and deserve. Part 3. Parts 1 and 2 provide the foundation. They make you fully aware of how your inner critic is holding you back. You must possess this awareness to take back control. Part 3 gives you a 5-step roadmap for managing your inner critic. This is where we turn ideas into action. Part 4. Taming your inner critic isn't a one-time event. It's a continuous process. It's a lifelong commitment that requires vigilance. Part 4 provides you with the tools you need to ensure you remain in control, not just today and tomorrow, but for the rest of your life. Is this book for you? You'll benefit from the tools and advice provided in Silence Your Inner Critic if any of the following is true. You constantly judge your actions, thoughts, and behaviors. You regularly compare yourself to others, focusing on how you fall short. You repeatedly procrastinate because you're worried that you'll fail or look foolish. You struggle with low self-esteem, stemming from continuous self-criticism. You find yourself sabotaging your relationships due to insecurity, mistrust, and fear of rejection. You're hobbled by self-doubt, which prevents you from taking risks, even small ones. You feel that you don't deserve happiness or success. You feel compelled to perform at an unrealistic and unsustainable level because you're convinced that anything less is unforgivable. Did any of those things strike a chord? Did any of them resonate with you? If so, you're in the right place. How to get maximum value from this book. I recommend using the following approach while reading Silence Your Inner Critic. 1. Take notes. Jot ideas down as they occur to you. They don't have to be complete sentences. Just a few words to jar your memory about points that are immediately relevant to your circumstances. 2. Review your notes. Take a minute or two to read your notes after you finish a chapter. Think about how you can apply the material to your daily life. 3. Do the exercises. Each chapter ends with a small activity. They'll help you apply the material. As I mentioned, this isn't a one-time fix. You'll want to revisit some of this material down the road, perhaps years from now, for a quick refresher. You'll easily find what you need by glancing at the table of contents in the Audible app. That's by design. One final note before we get started. We're going to move fast through this material. We're not going to dawdle on personal anecdotes or esoteric theory. You're busy. You've got things to do. So you'll receive practical advice that you can apply today. Sound good? If so, let's get to know your inner critic. Part 1. Meet your inner critic. Your inner critic has power over you because it's pretending to be you. You're less inclined to push back because doing so feels like you're fighting yourself. This can be very frustrating. Struggling against yourself feels like an unresolvable and thus never-ending conflict. So, the first step toward taming your inner critic is to separate it from yourself. We're going to isolate it. That'll help us to scrutinize your internal judge and better understand its influence on you without feeling any form of allegiance to it.